All right, Arlene, we create technology, then it turns around and recreates us. That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah. And technology is great. When I speak to people, I always like to tell them, don't worry, you can keep your cell phone. I will not make you check this in at the door. But it's this idea that do we have the self-control to use this cell phone? And many times, it's so funny for adults even, we're like, no, I can't stop using my technology, whether it's watching TV, whether it's working on the computer. And then you look at children and you throw that in the mix as a parent, and you look at your elementary school kids or even your preschoolers. And then you look at your teenagers, and particularly if you see like a little baby, like a 15-month-old in the shopping cart at the store, and they're holding this big tablet and they are mesmerized and they are missing every single interaction that could be happening in that mm-hmm. grocery store, then you kind of worry, like, this does not look very good.
Mm-hmm. I was just in New Orleans over the weekend and flying back. I'm looking around the airport and I'm thinking no one has any interest in having any communication with anybody other than their phones.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of times, let's say you're in transit, those kinds of things. So those nice conversations that could happen, they're not happening. I remember a good friend of mine, she is a publicist in New York City, just this amazing lady. And the way that we met was she was holding an apple pie in her lap on the flight, and she looked very uncomfortable. And so my mother was like, let me hold that for a few minutes for you. And they struck up this conversation, and then we became friends. And those kinds of moments are not necessarily happening because we're in technology. But I think it's even sadder when we're not connecting, not just with commuters, but with our own family members, with our own friends. That's when I think we the alarm has to go on in our minds.
Mm-hmm. So instead of apple pie in the lap, now it's apple phone in the lap, and you're never going to ask anyone
good.
To touch that one. But I mean, if I'm in line at a coffee shop, and let's say there's five people in line, and I'm at position three, instead of turning and making idle conversation with someone, I will reach into my pocket and check my phone.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a coward's way out.
Yeah. And do you check it at red lights? Well, I tell you what, I've gotten into that habit of grabbing it and looking at the phone to see, what can I catch up on? And then I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? It is a red light. And I'm telling you, more and more people that I talk to are saying, oh my goodness, it's so embarrassing. I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that also is, there's that verse in the Bible, be still and know that I am God.
Mm.
But we have kind of, where are we going to be still to know that he's God? Because in all these little pauses that, could be a time, instead of reaching for your phone at the red light, that could be a time to offer a prayer. Oh, Lord God, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, I'm about to go into this appointment. Give me favor, give me wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, what are we doing? We're consulting with our little phone instead. And so that's a good challenge, I think, the red light challenge, which means, stop your hand before you pick up your phone and instead offer that as a prayer to God, or say, Lord, I'm listening. Is there anything you want to say to me? And use that time for reflection instead.
Mm-hmm.